The Evi B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chagigah has been dedicated in memory of Hacham Raful Muhaddeb ben Garaz and Marie Muhaddeb bat Jamile. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Elyon. Amen. Dedicated by Dr. Isaac and Lily Mehdev, Hashem Yishmerem V'chayim, Amen. Daf Kafhe. Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu B'gan Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilu Nishmat Hamiruham Sheneftar B'Kisud Yamin V'Shanim Azra Ben Tune Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu B'gan Eden, Otin Nishmatot Tudra B'Sol HaYim, Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Refuah Shelema Yosef Ben Rachel. Ena Refana Lo. אין הרפאה לו, אין הרפאה לו, רפאת הנפש ורפאת הגוף ורפאתו כרבן אבו. וכן נראה סומר אומר אמן. We begin today's דף עד חף דלת עמוד בית, and we start at the משנה. Which is 8 lines from the bottom. חומר בתרומה. Now we discuss different stringencies that תרומה has over קודש. Till now we discussed חומר בקודש. The stringencies that קודש has over תרומה. Now we go in the other direction. חומר בתרומה. Shebihuda, in the area of Israel called the Yehuda region, ne'emanim al taharat yain v'shemen kol yemot hashana. The Amei Aretz, they are trusted that their Kodesh is tahor all year long, which is a big Amei Aretz brings yain or shemen to the Beit HaMikdash. We can take it from him, we can trust him that it was done betara all year long. B'sha'at ha'gittot v'abadim af ala terumah. However, when it comes to terumah, only at the time of the Gat and the Bad. Gat is the wine press, and the Badim is the press of the oil. Which means you can only trust a Amei Aretz that he has Tahara at the time of the pressing season. But any time before the pressing season or after the pressing season, he has no Ne'emanut for Terumah. So while Kodesh is an all year round Ne'emanut, Terumah only has a Ne'emanut of Tahara, only specifically during the pressing season. Nashi. שביהודה נאמנים עמי הארץ על טהרת יין ושמש של קודש. אם הקדישו למזבח בשעת הגיטות והבדים, if let's say when they were pressing it, they dedicated it to the Beit HaMikdash for קודש, נאמנים על שמירתם כל ימות השנה. They're believed no matter when they give it, which is all year long, we trust them. וגמרא מפרש מה שנה יהודה דנקת. The Gemara is going to explain why the Gemara only picked the region of Yehuda. What about other parts of Israel? So again, when it comes to Kodesh, he's trusted all year long. Now they don't make wine and olive oil all year long. They only make it during the pressing season. The Hadush is that even though he made it during the pressing season, he gave it to us later on during the year, he still has an emanut that he watched it betala when it comes to Kodesh. However, when it comes to Terumah, Davka, that he gives it to us, Bishat, Hagitot, and the Badim. So it's a stringency that Terumah has. Avru Hagitot v'Abadim. So now, let's say the pressing season passed. Ve'viu lo habit shel yayin shel Terumah. And he brings, let's say, a barrel of wine of Terumah. Lo yikabelena mimenu. He cannot accept it. Because we hold that after the pressing season, it's tameh. Therefore, Hachemim said to the Kohen, don't accept it from him. However, aval, maniha legat haba'a. The Hadush is that the Amei Aretz is able to keep it to the next pressing season, and therefore once the next pressing season comes around, we say that there's Tahara again, and therefore it's, he has a way to get it kosher again. So you just wait till the pressing season, and then we'll say it's okay. That's she. So that's a leniency. Again, since all these all stringencies of the rabbis. So the rabbis can be lenient and say, listen, bottom line, during the pressing season, there's ne'emanut. So you missed the pressing season? Let the tamas hold on to this terumah. Let him give it next year during the pressing season. Then we can accept it to him, because again, during the pressing season, we say that the amaris is careful. Comes the Mishnah, gives another case. Ve'im amar lo efrashti letocha levi'it kodesh, Ne'eman, which means, let's say the Amei Aretz has terumah in his gat, in his habit, his barrel, terumah, yain. And let's say it's not the pressing season. No, it's not believed. However, if he says, in the barrel, I also designated a revi'it, a few ounces of kodesh, which means there's some Kodesh floating somewhere in this barrel. So I have a mixture of Terumah and Kodesh. I designated to give Kodesh, and therefore, and I sanctified it. And how's it going to work? I just have teruma and kodesh mixed. So the way it works is with using the concept of bereda, meaning whichever, if you eat of wine, I take out and use for kodesh, I say retroactively that was the vi'it that I designated. But bottom line, I have a mixture of kodesh and teruma. So we're going to say like this: migu din e'man, a kodesh ne'eman a teruma. Once already you're believing him in this barrel that the kodesh is ta'or, so the kodesh covers up the whole barrel. So now I can believe even for the teruma shebu. When don't we believe it? I'm honest all year long when it comes to teruma. When it's full, 100% teruma. That is only at the time of the Gittot Nebadim, the pressing season. But here, where he's telling us there's a vi'it of kodesh in the barrel, so then already, Rashi's language, bottom Rashi, temigu de ne'eman a kodesh, ne'eman a teruma. That since we say he's believed for the kodesh, believed for the teruma. Last case of the Mishnah. Kadeh yain v'chadeh shemen amdum ma'ot. You have a barrel of wine, or a barrel of oil, amdum ma'ot. Amdum ma'ot means you have a mixture. We're assuming over here, you have chulin, regular food stuff, but you did not give your terumot and ma'asrot. That's called meduma. Meduma means that if you have, let's say, chulin in there, so in the chulin also you have the terumah. The terumah that's really supposed to be given to the kohen. So at this point we're assuming you have a mixture of chulin and terumah in a barrel. Okay? Well, the chaura, chulin and terumah, that's should not have nemanut only during the pressing season. So the Mishnah says, okay, we have no problem with that. There's ne'emanut during the time of Gittot Badim, because he has ne'emanut. But here's the Hiddush. They called them the Gittot Shev'im Yom. And we even give him a 70-day dispensation, which is, he believed even 70 days before the pressing season. Because that's when they start to purify their vessels, 70 days before. Now, obviously we have a contradiction. We just said when it comes to Terumah, we only believe him during the pressing season. Now you tell me you have a mixture of Cholin and Terumah in a barrel. He's believed not only in the pressing season that it's still, but even 70 days before. Why are we giving him an extra 70 days? So we'll have to wait till the Gemara to see exactly the case, and then it'll be justified why we're giving him a 70-day extra dispensation here. Rashi Shivrim Yom Makdimim L'Teret HaKelim Gittot Shel Yain Badim Shel Shemen. Rashi just tells you, Gat is a terminology used by wine, and Bad is a terminology used by oil, but both are the respective pressing seasons. Okay, so let's just let's review the first din in the Mishnah, so we can go right to the Gemara. We said Chomer B'Truma. There's a stringency in Truma that in Yehuda region they're believed al Taharat Yain and Shemen for Kodesh all year long. If somebody comes and brings us Kodesh, I'm honest, brings us Kodesh in the middle of the year, we don't even ask him questions. We accept it. It's Tahor. However, if he brings us Teruma all year long, he's not believed, meaning we say it's Tamen if we can't accept it, unless he brings it to us during the pressing season. But the Gemara made a point to say this is all in the Yehuda region. Right? It says Ne'emanim. Right? Homer betrush shi bihuda in the Yehuda region. So the Gemara says bihuda'in u'bagalilo. It's mashma that we only believe him on Kodesh that comes from the Yehuda region, but not from the Galil. Uh-huh. That's another region, which means the Gemara, the Mishnah is very careful when it says Yehuda. It's coming to exclude Galil. The Gemara says, "My Tama." That's the reason why you don't trust him in Galil. Even for Kodesh, Abar Shlakish, because there's a strip of the land of the Kutim that separates between Galil and Yehuda. Yehuda is the Yerushalayim region. And therefore, in order for a person to get from Galil to Yehuda, he had to pass through the strip of Kutim. Kutim are like the converts that converted to Judaism, but they were fake converts. They only converted either because they were scared of lions, and they were not Lashem Shamayim, the Kutim. And therefore, Hakamim put Tum'ah on the lens of the Kutim, just like they put Tum'ah on the lens of the Goyim. So therefore, there's no way you're going to be able to transport it. Once you walk through the land of the Kutim to get to Yehuda, already the battle is going to become Tameh. So it's nothing wrong with Galil per se. It's just that the map has a Ritzu'ah of Kutim in between. So therefore, only stuff that's made in Yehuda, you can go directly to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash. We're not getting involved with the Goyim. That's she. Ritzu'ah, that's a strip. That's she. Ritzu'ah shel Eretz Ha'amim Hafsekat Ben Galil Yehuda. Yerushalayim Yehuda. Yerushalayim is in the Yehuda region. V'yefshal le'avi'an Yerushalayim betara. L'fishegazru hachamim tum'ah al Eretz Ha'amim. The rabbis put a tum'ah on the lands of the Goyim. V'afilu shel Haverim. Which means, forget about Ama'aris now. Even if, let's say, the Kodesh belongs to Tamid HaKamim in Galil, doesn't matter, this is not a Nyan of Ama'aris anymore. There's no way they're going to be able to get through. So therefore, as she says, you're not going to be able to bring it for Nesachim, for the Kodesh, because there's no way you can transport. So the Gemara says, Viniti, wait a minute, why don't you bring it, Beshida? Beshida is in a carriage. Teva, a trunk, umigdal, a closet. Which means, bring it in a sealed box, and therefore the sealed box will be chotzetz from the tum'ah, and therefore put the barrel, put it in a box, and transport it like that. Hamani, Rabbi, you know, we're following the opinion of Rabbi. Dama oil zaruk lasheme oil. A flying oil, oil that's in the air is not considered an oil, which means an oil that's being transported by people, right? So the oil is not touching the ground, the oil is in the air. They suspended. So then we have a rule. An oil that's zaruk, that is suspended in the air, is not considered an oil. Therefore, the tum'ah is going to enter. And the tum'ah is going to go through it. Oil zaruk. It's not like a house that's a stationary sitting on the ground. This oil over here is suspended in the air. Suspended in the air is not considered an oil. And the rabbis put tum'ah even on the air of Eretz Amim. So therefore, the air is going to go through the box, and then it's going to be tameh. Tanya, we have a bright time. Somebody, a human being, that enters the land of the Goyim. Bishida, Teva, or Migdal. In a carriage, in a trunk, or in a closet. Rabbi Mitameh. Rabbi says the guy's Tameh. Why? Because bottom line, oil zaruk, a flying oil, or an oil that's suspended, is not considered. And oil, it's not going to be nafsik. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Mitahel. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda says it's going to be Tahor. Look at Rashi, oil zaruk, oil, and Mitaltel. A moving oil, ונזרק לב שמי oil, להיות מפסיק בין אווירה של ארץ העמים, והם גזו על אווירה. Okay, so therefore the oil is being, it's carried basically, you know, in the moving oil, we call it like that, a moving oil in the air. So therefore, Amishtah is going like a bee, so therefore you can't bring from Galil, there's no way you're going to get it there. I have another way to bring it there. Relay to בכלי חרס המוקף סמית פתיל. Why don't you put the Kodesh in a כלי חרס? Samit patil it, meaning seal it and close it, knot it up. And therefore we know that Kli Cheres can only be metameh from the inside. So therefore you have a way to save the Kodesh. But Kli Cheres with the Samit patil. Amar be'azar shonin, we have a teaching, the rabbis taught in the Braita, in a Kodesh nitzol b'tzamit patil. The rule, Kodesh is on a high level. The rabbis made a stringency. Kodesh will not be saved even in Cheres that is Samit Patil. Meaning, if you have the waters of the Parah Adumah, already they're sanctified. It's called Mehatat, the waters that are used for Parah Adumah. The waters of Parah Adumah are not saved in a Samit Patil, implying, my love, Ha Kodesh Nitzol. So the implication is, Mehatat, no. But Kodesh, yes. So obviously, the fact that the armies are going out of their way to say Mehatat, is not saved, it's coming to exclude something else. So Smash Bar Kodesh is saved. No, Hamaim She'ena Mikudashim Nitzolim B'Samit Patil. All that's coming to exclude is Maim that's not Kadosh, meaning Maim that you didn't designate yet for Mehatat, that's not going to be saved. That is going to be saved, meaning Mehatat, Samit Patil is not going to save it, meaning Tumah is going to go in. Maim that you didn't designate for Mehatat yet, meaning you didn't Makdish it yet, regular waters basically, so that will be saved by Tzemim Patil. But Kodesh? Kodesh will not be saved. So your implication is only from Hatat to Hatat. Mehatat, that was designated and you didn't use it already for, I mean, it's Kodesh, it's Hat Mehatat. Then already we say the Tzemim Patil does not save it from Tum'ah. And what's the implication to make? The implication to make about regular waters that you're using for Hatat, but you didn't designate it yet for Hatat, then the Kli Ha'eres will save it. But Kodesh does not get saved. That's she. שאינם מקודשים שלא ניתן האפר עליהם עדיין. Oh, that's it. It's waters, but you didn't put the ashes in them yet. So those type of waters will be saved. However, Kodesh will not be saved. So therefore, Tzemit Patil is not an option. What are you talking about? Amar, Ula said, Havraya Madchan Begelila. That the Tamidei HaChamim, they would press the oil or the wine in Galil, and they would purify themselves. Madchan is, they would purify themselves. They would purify themselves and make oil in Galil. Now, what are they making it for? They can't use it for anything, because they're not going to be able to transport it. So why do we have a statement of Ula that says that Tamid HaKamim would make the wine and the oil in Galil? For what purpose? And they did it with Tahara, so obviously they did it for Kodesh. What are they going to do with it? manichin ulshiyabu Eliyahu v'itarina. They store it and they wait for Eliyahu Navi in order to purify it. Purify what? Eliyahu Navi, when he comes, he'll show us a road that can bypass the Eretz Amim. See, we have a problem. We have a Netzu'ah Ketana. We have a strip of land that's blocking. And then if he comes along, he'll show us a little road that we can go through to bypass Eretz Amim. And therefore, they're excited that the Beit HaMikdash might be built right away. So they want to have their Kodesh prepared. So we thought that they were preparing Kodesh for now. How can they prepare Kodesh for now? You can't get there. No, they're waiting for Eliyahu Navi to come to show them a path in order to get through. Look at Rashi. Shema yavo Eliyahu v'yir'eh lahem shvil ba she'enom Eretz Amim. We'll show them a road that's not affected by Eretz Amim, and that's why they're excited to make it now, anticipating the coming of Eliyahu Navi. Comes the Gemara, continues. We said at the time of the Gittot, at the time of the pressing season, they believed even on Terumah. Meaning, Am HaAretz is careful at the time of the pressing season to make sure all the vessels are Tahor, right? And therefore we can receive it from him. We have a contradiction. Okay. A person is finishing his olives, meaning he's finishing the process of making olives. Now we know that olives, after a certain time, there's oil on the olives. That oil is able to be makshir the olives in order to receive tum'ah. Olive oil is one of the seven liquids that's makshir a fruit in order to receive tum'ah. However, this hakshara only comes at the end of the process. In the beginning of the process, we learned a rule that for hakshara to work, he has to want it. And he has to be willingly. At the beginning of the process, he doesn't want the oil to ooze out yet because he's going to lose the oil. So therefore that hakshara is not hakshara. But at the end of the process, which is after he collected them and put them in the press, now he's happy that the oil is coming out. So that oil has the ability to be makshir the olives. So it says now, hagomer zetav. Now we're talking about an amaris. Okay, he's coming now to finish the process of making olives. Yeshayir kupahat. He should not. He should put a box on the side of olives. V'yitenena le'ani kohen, which means that he should give it to an ani kohen as teruma. What are we gaining here? Rashi. V'yitenena le'ani kohen. V'yirena shelo k'shiru azetim, which means make sure that when he gives it to the when the ani takes it, the kohen, make sure that it wasn't hukshar, meaning that it did not become wet yet. And the Kohen then will finish the processing of it. And therefore, we see what? That even this is Shat HaGittot, he's pressing. And still we're telling him what? Don't give him the regular Terumah that you press. Because we don't trust him even in Shat HaGittot. That's why we're making him give a box of unfinished olives. And we're going to let the Kohen finish it. Which you give it to the Kohen before Hakshara sets in. Because once Hakshara sets in, it sounds like we're saying the Amaris is Tameh, he's going to make Tameh the olives. Therefore, the only way to give Terumah, we have to give it to him before he finishes the process. We give him dry olives and let the Kohen finish it, make the olive oil. Alma, what do we learn from over here? That the Kohen is not even believed, even in Sha'at, he taught, he's not even believed at the time of the pressing. Right? No, there's no question. Which means afle is the late crop, which means it seems that certain people would miss the season. And therefore we're talking about over here where the guy's pressing late. Afle. So that's what, like I said, the pressing season. Right, afilot is late. However, harfe is the early, which means it seems majority of guys say would press at a certain time. At the time of the main pressing season, the early pressing season we'll call that, everybody's considered taut, even Amalish, give him the gray, give him the olives wet. No problem, we don't have to worry about, give him the oil even when it's finished. Yeah. I'm not worried about that the olives became tameh and all that, because it's a pressing season. But this case was talking about what? Ba'afle. This is what, the guy was late in pressing. So therefore, everybody's not pressing. He's the only guy pressing. Well, him and a few people. Therefore, that's not considered Shat HaGittot, therefore he's not believed. Therefore, the only way to give it to him is what? To give it to him before it became mukshar, in order that there will not be a problem of tumah v'ama'ar. It's good that she. We're talking about the majority of the world. The pressing season had indeed passed, and therefore we're not going to believe the Amaris. Give me an example of a late pressing season. It says, you don't like your father's. Like your father's olives. They're considered late. And therefore, like when your father presses, that's considered the late press. And therefore, the Amar does not have a ne'emanut on a late press. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef gives a different answer. Begidila shanu. We're talking about in Galil. What does that mean? Nashi. Which means, according to this answer of Rabbi Yosef, he's saying that which we said, that the Amar is not believed. I'll tell you what he's talking about, the pressing season, regular pressing season. But what? When did we say that Amar has ne'emanut in the pressing season? Early. That's Dafka in Yehuda.
Yeah.
You know, this case was talking about over here in Galil. So that she says, Umatnitin de katani de mehem ne bihudaka. Which I was only talking about Yehuda. This is talking about in the Galil region, and the Galil region is not going to be Ne'eman. And Tosfot explains that in Galil they had a lot of oil, so therefore a lot of times they would be pressing even after the Shata Gito, that a lot of olives. So therefore it was always a late press. Eti be'abaye, somebody has a question. Eved ha-Yerden ve-Galil harehen ki-Huda. The Gemara says, Abaye says, Eved ha-Yerden, the other side of the Jordan River, ve-Galil, and regarding Galil region, harehen ki-Huda, they have a status of Yehuda. For what? Ne'emanim ala yayin b'sha'at ha-yayin ve'ala shemen b'sha'at ha-shemen. Meaning, teruma, they believed b'sha'at the press. Which means I'm not worried about Galil with this litzuah shel kuti when it comes to teruma. Teruma don't have to bring to Yerushalayim. Teruma I can give to the kohen in Galil. They have kohenim in Galil. So therefore, this clear statement saying over that during the time of the press of Galil, yeah, they're trusted. When it's the wine press season, they're trusted for wine. When it's the oil press season, they're trusted for oil. But you don't trust them for wine at the time of the oil press, you don't trust them for oil at the time of the wine press. But what do you see in this Gemara? That even in Galil, there was a ne'emanut b'sha'at hagidot. So we're back to the question. So you can't, how could you answer that these Amaharis people, they were pressing? So he answered, oh yeah, that's in Galil. Implied that in Galil, even in the time of the press, they're not believed. That's not so easy. Clearly, even in Galil, for Tanuma, they believed. So the Gemara says, you have to go back to the original answer. What's the original answer? Late press. That really we're talking about, we're talking about even in Yehuda. We're talking about everywhere. So why are these Amaharis not believed? At the time of the pressing. They're not believed because it was the late press. Which they're doing it after everybody else. Therefore, there's no ne'emanut. But the Maskarat Gemara doesn't matter. At the time of the pressing, throughout Israel, they believed. Whether it's in Yehuda region, whether it's in the Galil region. Why does Amaharis have to give the olives to the Kohen before they became Mukshar? Just, we said that Shatak Itot. That was talking about Shatak Itot. Afleh. Afleh is the late season, and therefore there's no Ne'emanut. Good? Comes the Gemara and continues. Avru Agitot Abadim Vibiru Habit Shriyayim Vilo Yikabden Amenna Aval Bani Halikat Abba'at. So we said over here, let's say Amaharis comes to the Haver Kohen, and he gives him his teruma after the Shatak Itot. What the Mishnah say? Don't accept it. You can't accept it. You have to assume that after Shatak Itot, it's Tameh. So what does the Mishnah advise the Amaharis? Hold on to it. Hold on to it until next year. And next year when Shatak Itot roll around, you go to the Haver. Even if the Haver knows that barrel was the one that he tried to pawn off last year, as teruma, doesn't matter. Hachemim, not gozer, but Shatak Itot, therefore you can give it to him. Good? So comes the Gemara and answers the question. Ba'u mineh merab sheshat. Avad v'kevla mahu. Let's say that the Haver, he took it. He shouldn't have taken it. He took it at the wrong time. He took it shalom b'shatak itot v'abadim. Ma'ush yenihena legat ba'a. Is the Tamir HaKam, is the Haver allowed to store it till next Gat? Which is, I know you said the Amaharis is able to, but now the question is, he gave it, he received it unlawfully. He shouldn't have accepted it. He took it. So now we say, well, shalom b'shatak itot, what are you doing with it? Can he keep it till next year? Well, what's the side? Well, let's keep it the next year. I'll wait till shatak itot, then I'll eat it. And shatak itot, everything becomes tahor. Or do I say, no, it's a takala. Because I'm going to leave it in the Haver's house. He might come to eat it. He might come to eat it. Shalom b'shat ha-gito. It's going to be a problem. So that's the question.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Amar lehu taritua. So we have a beferush Mishnah. Taritua, we have a Mishnah that explains this. Okay, let's learn this case. Haver ve'ama'aris. You have two brothers. One's a Haver and one's Amaris. That means one guy's careful, one guy's not careful. It happens. Sheyarshu et avihem Amaris. They inherited their father that was Amaris. Okay, so the father was also Amaris. Now the father has goods to inherit them. He has fields, he has product, wheat, wine, this, that. So now we have to discuss how is the Yerusha divided.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, Haver v'ama'aris. Sheyarshu et avihem ama'aris. Yachol lomar lo, the Haver can tell his brother, Tol ata hitin shebimkom ploni, v'ani hitin shebimkom ploni. Which means like this. The guy's worried over here. Now you have, let's say, bundles of wheat. Right? Let's say you have 100 bundles of wheat. So really, technically, they're brothers. They're 50-50. Some of the wheat belongs to the Haver. Some of the wheat belongs to the Amaris. So now the Haver, he doesn't want the wheat that became Huksal the Tumah. Because the wheat that became Huksal, his father touched. His father's Amaris. So that wheat is now Tameh. He got nothing to do with that. So he wants the wheat only that was never Huksal. He wants the dry wheat. So technically he can tell his brother like this. He can organize it. You take from that section. He pawns off the wet stuff. He says, I'll take from this section over here. Now, how are we allowed to do that? So we're able to invoke the rule of Berira. Berira says like this. Both of us have 50-50 in this whole pile of wheat. So retroactively, I say, the part that I took, that was my part from the beginning. So I'm not taking anything that's not mine. And whatever you took, you end up taking your own. So you can make a division like that. Look at Rashi. Yachol lomar lo tol ata chitin bimkom ploni, sheyodeya bahen shukshiru. Right? The guy knows, the haver knows, that these wheat over here were hukshar. Meaning they got wet. You don't want to get involved with them. If they got wet, as far as Amar has touched them, they're tamei. You can't do anything with them. Va'ani etol chitin bimkom ploni, sheyodeya shlo hukshiru. Now I'm going to take the other wheat over there that did not become hukshar. Since it's the same species and we both have 50-50 in the species, I'll use the principle of birira, which says what? I'll say retroactively, I got what was belonged to me from the beginning, and when I give him his 50%, that was his from the beginning. We don't say that the Haver gave the Amaris Tameh stuff and took the Tahor stuff from the Amaris. We don't say, I'm taking his stuff and he's taking my stuff. Say, no, everybody's getting what they deserve originally from the original transfer. Aval, continue Rashi, b'shne minin, let's say you have two species. You have wheat and barley. Okay? En lomar birira. We don't say, for example, let's say all the wheat was mukshar. Haber can't tell the Amaris, you take all the wheat, I don't take all the barley. No, because I have a piece of every species. So therefore, bottom line, what I'm really doing is, I'm giving the Amaris now a piece of my chelik. And what's the problem with that? D'chshemet aviyem nafal chelik ze v'chelik lazeh b'chol haminim. Which means when the father died, there's a piece of Yerusha in each species. What's the problem? Let's say I say like this: you take all the wheat, right? And I'm going to take all the barley. So basically, I'm giving him now a chelik of my wheat. It's not retroactive. I don't say retroactive; it's his. I say that part of my wheat now I'm giving to the Amaris. Now some of this wheat, let's say, was not mukshar. Correct? Let's say some of the wheat was not mukshar. Now by giving it to the Amaris, what am I causing him? I'm causing him to metame now the wheat. That's already left there, Ivedo Temekshol. Which means it's asur for me either to give an Amaris Tameh stuff or to give him Tahor stuff where I know he's going to be metamed. If I'm giving it to him, if it's his, I have nothing. Meaning, when it's all wheat, I get mine, he gets his, I say, it's his. I didn't give him anything, he's just taking what is his. However, if it's a wheat and barley, I take all the barley and I give him all the wheat, so now I'm giving, we don't say when he takes all the wheat, it's taking his own. No, there's no bit of part of that wheat is mine. That means I'm giving him my chelek to the Amaris. So that's giving the Amaris a product. So therefore, I'm being over on lifnei ivelo to temichshol, because I'm causing that wheat not to become tamer, because some of it's stolen. Now I don't, when the Amaris comes in contact with it, whatever it's going to be, it's going to become tamer. Or I'm giving him tamer stuff. So therefore, lifnei ivelo to temichshol, I'm giving them the things that are tamer. So look at the Gemara again. Let's read this case again. We're coming to a point, but let's get the case clear again. Haver, v'ama'aris she'arshu et avihim, ama'aris. Yachod omar lo tol ata chitin shemkom ploni, v'ani chitin memkom ploni. Tol ata yayin shemkom ploni, v'ani yayin shemkom ploni. You can do the same thing with the wines. Barrels of wine, you take these barrels, and I'll take those barrels. Again, this guy's trying to take the barrels that he thinks are taor, he's going to get rid of the barrels that he thinks are not. But since it's the same species, no problem. Aval, lo yomar lo, the haveka tells his brother, tol ata lach. He tells us, you take the moist stuff, the stuff that got hukshar, let's say, right? Vani yavish. And I'll take the dry stuff that you can't do. Tol ata hitin. Okay, you take hatin va'ani se'urin. That already you cannot do. Why? Because you're going to be makshil. When you do that, you're giving him your stuff. You're giving a piece of your stuff to him. Because you both inherited, let's say, all the wheat. So now by saying, all right, you know what? You take all the wheat, I'll take all the barley. You're giving him a halak of your wheat. And therefore, you're being makshil the ama'aris. Now, that's the basic statement. That's the basic statement. V'tani alan. Here's the key. We have a brayta on this that says the following. Oto haver, this haver, soref halach umaniyah et hayavesh. What does he do with his part that's lach, let's say? The stuff that got lach, for example, let's say the oil. Oil is lach. Okay, now we're assuming that, let's say, there was terumah over here. Let's say the father inherited terumah to the kids. It was terumah. So now, the son, haver, he gets now this oil. He says, for sure, the oil, the father was metamet. It's already after the pressing is oil. What does he do with it? He can't benefit from it. So he says, what does he do? Soref Allah. Let him burn it. He can't eat it. You're allowed to burn terumah. You're allowed to benefit from it when you burn it. So therefore, let him make a fire. Hey, let him make a fire, let him benefit from the light, no problem. Umaniyah itayavish. But what? Let him keep the dry stuff. The dry stuff, no problem, because it didn't become tameh. And therefore is able to hold on to it. Ashi. Soref etalach im kohenu. Oh, by the way, the haver over that inherited it is a kohen. The yeshemin the truma, and the shemin is for truma, madliko lenerot. That's the rule, by the way, but with truma that became tameh. Well, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't put it in a salad for olive oil, but he can burn it and use it for nerot. Okay, very nice. And what does he do with the other stuff? With the other stuff, he can hold on to it. The dry stuff that did not become mukshar, no problem. Right? He can use that stuff. Now the Gemara asks this question. Amai, what are you saying over here? Yanihena legataba. You got a problem with this oil, right? Why don't you just wait till the next pressing season? Once the next pressing season comes, we say all the Amara stuff becomes Tahor. So therefore, what are you telling him to burn it for? Let him just wait till Gataba. Yeah. Ella, what do you see? Once already the Kohen took it, Shelo b'shat hagitot, you can't wait till the next Gat. Wasn't that our original question? If the Kohen took it, Shelo b'shat hagitot, can he just wait until the Gat? We see from here, no. Because what did it say? He inherited his father, Shelo b'shat hagitot. This truma that he got the shaman, no good. Can't use it. What does he do with it? Burn it. Why burn it? Let him just keep the barrel as it is. Wait till Shat Gitov. When Shat Gitov comes, Abba says Ne'emarut again, and let him use it. So Gemara says no proof. Bedavar she'en lo gat. We're talking about an item that has no gat, has no pressing season. Oh, you thought we're talking about oil? No, we're not talking about oil over here. We're talking about beer. Beer made from, let's say, dates. Dates don't have a pressing season. You can press dates all year long. So therefore, you cannot bring a proof from this case over here. Wait to Shat HaGitot. There's no Shat HaGitot for this over here. And therefore, once already you inherited this date beer from the Ama'aris, you can do it. Stop it. Wait till what? There's no Shat HaGitot over here. And therefore what? Burn it right away. So the Gemara says, wait, I have another option. V'yenihenu l'regel. We have another rule. Ama'aris is also believed on the holiday. Yeah. Shalosh Regalim is also b'nei. Everybody's mitayent themselves before the regal. So wait for the holiday, which means wait till Pesach and finish. Then already be able to benefit from it. It's talking about an item that's perishable, that will not last until the regal. Which means if you're able to store this stuff till the regal, benefits from it. We're talking about an item that he's not going to be able to wait. By the time the negel comes around, the thing is going to spoil. So therefore, the Gemara really leaves this question in a question. The Gemara had a question. The Kohen takes it early, takes it after the Gittot. Can he hold on to it till the Shat Gittot? The Gemara thought to say from this, you see, you can't. Because when he inherits his father's Ama'aris, what do we say to do with the Terumah? Burn it. Why burn it? Wait. Let him wait. No, we're talking about there's no Shatah Gittot in this item. There's nothing to wait for. Okay, fine. No Gittot, but there's an Egil. No, you can't wait till the Egil because it's going to be perishable. So we have no proof that really, maybe I could say the guy is allowed to hold on to with the Haver until the subsequent Shatah Gittot. Look at that sheet. An item that does not have a pressing season. Kegon, Shchar Temarim. Right, the Shchar Temarim Shel Terumah. You have date beer of Terumah. V'hai soref lashon ibudu. Okay, when it says soref, which means now we got to go back. When we said it was oil, I understand what soref means. You burn it, meaning you make a fire out of it. But how do you burn date beer? Date beer is not flammable. So that she says the word soref would mean, if we're learning date beer, you get rid of it. Soref doesn't mean necessarily burn. Soref means destroy. You understand? When I was learning oil, I could learn soref literally. Learn, make a fire out of it. But now that I'm looking at date beer, but the Mishnah says soref. And soref means get rid of it. That's why she says soref, lashon ibudu. Good? So that's that subject over there. Okay, let's just go one more keta. V'imamar ifrashi l'tuchar ifra'it kodesh ne'eman. Oh, very important rule. Let's say the Kohen, shelo b'shat ha'gitot. He comes along and says to the Kohen, there's terumah over here. But in the barrel, I also designated the ve'it in that barrel for Kodesh. So what do we say? Once he's believed for the Kodesh, you believe for the whole thing. You believe even for the Terumah. Right? Because he's believed for Kodesh all year round. Okay? So now the Gemara goes and explains. It's to this case over here. Tananatam. Modim Bet-Shamay U-Bet-Tilil. Bet-Shamay agrees. And Bet-Tilil. They all agree. Shibodkim Le-Oseh Pesach. Ve'em Bodkim Le-Ochleh Terumah. What are we talking about over here? Remember we learned about Sikhat Berachot, the subject of a Bet HaParis. What is a Bet HaParis? Bet HaParis is a field. There was people buried in that field. It got plowed. The concern is that when the plow was digging under the ground, it picked up some bone fragments. Now the bone fragments are strewn across the field. Hence it's called a Bet HaParis. Paris is pieces, little pieces. Pras. So now it's strewn all over the field. Now a guy, let's say, let's go in. He wants to go bring his Korban Pesach. Okay? And the only way he can bring his Korban Pesach is got to walk through this field. Now, what's the problem? We're worried that you might have bone fragments the size of a barley. Bone fragments the size of a barley, Amitameh, if he's going to step on them. Or he's going to move them. So therefore, as he walked through the field, this little, so we said, Minapeyach Vehonech. Which is he walks like on his knees, and he blows. Whatever's a big piece, he'll see. So therefore, he's careful from the big pieces. Not worry about that. And the small little piece, like a seora, he just blows out of the way. He blows his way through the field, and he goes across. Are you going to tell me what about the bone fragments underneath the ground that he doesn't see? Bone fragments are not mitame be'ohil. So I'm not worried about the bone fragments underneath the ground. What about basar? Basaramit is metameh be'oil. We're talking about over here, we assume that it already spoiled, decayed already. So the issue is not basad, the issue is only the bone fragments. So now the question is like this. I have two scenarios. A guy wants to go eat terumah. Will I allow a terumah eater, meaning a kohen, to walk through a field, be menapeah his way through the field, and tell the guy, you did nipuah, you taught, and eat terumah? So the Gemara is going to say like this, for Terumah, I'm going to be Mahmir on the guy. But for Korban Pesach, I'll be leaning on the guy. I mean, to bring his Korban Pesach, which is really, you have a time to bring the Korban Pesach. Pesach, you have to bring the Korban on the right day. So therefore, I'm going to be lenient, because this is why there's all the stringency of the rabbis, that's being Menapeah. That maybe there's a bone fragment, that's all Chumrot of the Rabbanan. So for Korban Pesach, they have to bring in the right time. I'll say what? What was way through the field? I'll say you tahor, bring the Korban Pesach. But for Terumah, there's no time you have to eat Terumah. Eat it next week. Therefore, I'll say for Terumah, I'm going to be Mahmir. Let him get sprinkled on the third day and the seventh day with Paradumah. And then now you're covered. Because I'll tell you what the concern is. If I don't bring my Korban Pesach, I'm Hayav Karet. So therefore, I'll say, you know what? Bring the korban at the right time. Yinipuah is effective. But on the other side of the scale, if somebody eats terumah when he's tameh, he's hayav mitabi deshamayim. So on that case of the terumah, I'll say, you know what? Relax, take a week. So he'll have a time to sprinkle himself on the third and the seventh and eat the terumah. So you see what's going on over here? So let's read this case over here. Umudim bet shemayim bet terel. Shibotkim le'ose pesah. Botkim meaning, you're able to make this bidika, we'll see this inspection on the field for Pesach people, for people that are making korban Pesach. Ve'en botkim le'ochle terumah. But for eaters of terumah, we don't make the inspection. So the Gemara says, my botkim, what is this inspection on this field? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, menapeach adam betaparis ve'olech. Meaning the subject of nipuah. Meaning for korban Pesach, let the guy blow his way through the field to get rid of all the fragments, to put them on the side and go bring his korban Pesach. But for terumah, no. Can we read Rashi? Let's read Rashi. Shibotkin lo'ose Pesach. Bet ha'paris mefresh v'azil. Haya holech la'asot pescho. Ubet ha'paris shel sadeh shenechras bo kever. There's a field that they plowed up a kever. Mafsiko. Botko benefiha. Im yesh etzem kis'ora. If there's an etzem the size of a barley. Ro'ehu v'nishmat memenu. They'll see it and they'll keep away. Ve'etzem kis'ora eno metameh be'ohel. So I'm not worried about the bone fragments that are underneath the ground, because there's no problem of oil. Ela b'maga u'masa. I'm just worried about maga u'masa, touching it or lifting it. If he moves it with his foot, it's going to be a problem. So if he just walks through, he blows it across, there is no problem. Beautiful. But for terumah eaters, I'm not going to rely on this checking. Why? There's no specific time to eat terumah. Let him wait 7 days. Let him sprinkle himself on the third and the seventh day. Since the whole law of Bet HaParis is rabbinical, maybe there's bone fragments. The rabbis are not going to be stringent to the place where you can get karet. If a guy doesn't call Pesach on Pesach Rishon, there's karet. So therefore, they were lenient. Good? Now, Rabbi Chaya bar Abba Mishmed Do'ola Amar, Bet HaParis Shenidash Tahor. Good. He says, no, you know what the inspection is? He has a different understanding of what the inspection is. You have to inspect, was the field trampled on? Because Rabbi Chaya is holding like this. If the field was trampled on by people, there was traffic, I can assume that all these pieces over here became less than the size of a se'orah. And therefore, no problem, walk right through it. So we have a mahlok at what the bidika is. The bidika either nipuah, or is the bidika, go check, investigate to see if the field was trampled. If the field was trampled on, no problem. If it wasn't trampled on, it is a problem. Good? Now, le'ose, the Gemara explains the logic. Le'ose Pesach, for the people that bring the Korban Pesach, lo'yamidu devrem mekom karet. Since Korban Pesach, you don't bring the Korban Pesach, karet. So the rabbis were lenient for him to bring the Korban, so long as you did nipuah, or you investigated to see that it was trampled on. Nidash. Le'ochlet terumah, but for eating terumah, lo'yamidu devrem mekom mita. So when it comes to terumah, the opposite way. Terumah, if a guy eats terumah when he's tameh, it's hayab mita. So therefore, I'm going to be stringent and tell the guy, hey, you walk to a bet HaParis, I don't care if you made nipuah. Yeah. Wait 7 days until you eat your terumah. Good, that's the facts. Now we get that question. Iba'ilehu. Badak lepischo, ma'u shiyuchad betrumato. The guy went through the field, made bidikah through nipuah and all that. Can he eat korban Pesach? Yeah. So now I want to say like this, the question. Once already he's allowed to eat, bring korban Pesach, do we say, all right, now I can eat terumah as well? Once already his inspection helped him for korban Pesach, does it allow him now also to, I made it through me, I walked through, you tell me I'm kasher for korban Pesach. So maybe you can say now, once already he's kasher for Pesach, let the Pesach bring him to eat the terumah as well. So Gemara says, Ula amar badak lepischo mutal lecho betrumato. Ula says, you're right, you would be allowed. Rababar Ula amar badak lepischo asur lecho betrumato. He says, no, Pesach, you're okay, betrumah, no. Amar le'ahu sabah. So the old rabbi tells Rababar Ula, lo teflog aleh de'ula. What are you arguing about Ula for? Don't argue. He's right there trying to tell him, you should be okay. Why? Ditnan. Kivateh, he has a Mishnah like him. What's a Mishnah like him? Our Mishnah. V'imamar efrashti letochad v'yait kodesh ne'eman. Didn't we say that shelo b'shatak itot? If the Amar says that there's a rev'it of kodesh in the barrel, so since you're believing for the kodesh, we said you believe for the whole barrel. Alma mitheman akodesh meheman name atruma. But once already you believe for the kodesh, you're going to leave also for the teruma. Hachaname. Here also mitheman a pesach meheman name atruma. Once already believing for the pesach, so you can believe for the teruma. Therefore, he tells, don't argue. Well, that's right. He has a mishnah to support him. And therefore, he's believed on both. The Mishnah said, if a person has kadei yain v'chadesh shemen, barrels of wine and barrels of oil, we assume that this case over here, that the barrels had a mixture. That a mixture of teruma and a mixture of hulin in the barrels. We call that medumaat. So we said that the amaris is believed not only b'sh'at ha-gitot, not only at the time of the pressing, but he's believed even 70 days before. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this case. Tana, we have a statement. En ne'emanim lo ala kankanim velo al atiruma. I have a statement. An ama'aris is not believed, not on the kankanim, that's the barrels themselves, the jugs. Velo al atiruma. Nor is he believed on tiruma to say it is tahor. Now we have to analyze the context of this Tanaic statement. Kankanim demai. Which type of kankanim are we talking about? What type of jugs are we talking about that the ama'aris does not have ne'emanut? I kankanim de kodesh. If we're talking about kankanim that had kodesh in it, that can't be. Migu de meheman a kodesh, meheman name a kankanim. Once already he's believed all year long for the kodesh, we have to believe him also that the kankanim that the kodesh are in are also going to be kasher. So that cannot be the case. Ela kankanim de truma. Also, must be when we say that he's not believed on kankanim, it means kankanim of teruma. So the Gemara's Peshita. Hashta a teruma lo meheman. A kankanim meheman. If you're not going to believe him on the teruma, shelo b'shat ha-gitot. So certainly you're not going to believe him on the kankanim, which means what's inside the kankanim is not believed on the same. So koshek in the barrels themselves, the kankanim themselves. So we're questioning now what's the case. Ela berekanim de kodesh u'bishar yemot ha-shana. But the discussion over here is empty barrels of Kodesh. Meaning, after the Ama'aris empties the Kodesh out of his barrel, that barrel now loses its status of Tehorah. I mean, so long as the Kodesh is in the barrel of the Ama'aris, he's believed all year long, been on the Kodesh, been on the barrel. But once he empties it out, so we say the Kodesh is good. I mean, he can take the wine, for example, put it on the Mizbeah. But now the barrel loses its status of Tahara. And now, because it's coming from an Ama'aris, then we have to treat it with Tum'ah. Lashi says, Berekanim de Kodesh. Le'achar she'ira mehem Kodesh. After he emptied the Kodesh out, Ve'ayash shomran le Kodesh. And he was watching it for Kodesh. Eron e'eman al shemiratam. Which means all year long. Because when it comes to Kodesh, it doesn't matter. He's ne'eman on Kodesh the whole year long. But once he empties it out, remember the halakha. Once he empties it out, the kankan is not believed. Ubemelein de truma ubishat hagitot. Now you say bigger hadush. That even bishat hagitot, that we say we believe him on the teruma, it's only on the teruma you believe him, not on the jugs. Which means that ama'aris, even bishat hagitot, the rabbis only trusted to take the teruma from him. But his jugs themselves, even bishat hagitot, is going to be considered tameh. Right, so now we understand the original statement when it said Tana en ne'emanim lo ala kankanim. It's kankanim of kodesh that was emptied out any time of the year. Velo ala teruma means b'sh'at ha-gitot. Even though we believe on the teruma, we do not believe on the kankanim of teruma. That's the law. Look at Rashi. Ubemelein de teruma b'sh'at ha-gitot. Shafapish lo gazu al terumatam b'sh'at ha-gitot. Even though we didn't make a gezera. On the teruma, if they have said kohanim haverim, then him said mafsidam merov terumot eretz Yisrael. Now she's giving us a wonderful sevara over here. Why were the rabbis lenient to trust an ama'aris b'shat ha-gitot? So we learned till now because everybody's mitaher their vessels at the time of the pressing. But now she's giving us a second logic. We also did this in order to make it easy for the haverim to collect teruma. If we're going to be strict and you're going to say that all the food of the ama'aris, even b'shat ha-gitot is tameh, a kohen, haver, is not going to get terumah from anybody. He's going to cause him a tremendous hefsed. So in order to allow haverim to receive terumah, that's their livelihood. So therefore, hachamim alini, b'sh'at ha-gitot, haver can take from the kohen. So it says, Rashi, denimset mafsidam merov terumot esrei. Wait, the majority of against the terumah came from amei ha'aretz. So if you're not going to let them take it on the gitot, so you cause them a financial loss. Therefore, they will lenient when it came to the terumah. However, ala kankarim lo eminum. But that lineage doesn't extend to the kantanim. Ve'ena kohanim chaverim mekabelim mema kantanim ima teruma. So what do they do? You can accept the vessels. Ela me'arin ota lichlehin. Let the ama'aris, empty out his teruma to the chaver's vessel, and let him take back the skeli. Like we're going to say later on. Okay, so that's the basic principles. We got some halakhot. Now we're going to ask a question. But it says, Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah. Kadeyayin, you have barrels of wine, v'chadeshem in hamdumaot, that have mixtures in them. Now, what is this mixture? So the Gemara says, my la midumaot, the truma. It sounds like we have a mixture of chulin and teruma, which means it's tevil. What does tevil mean? Tevil means that you didn't take the terumot and ma'asot yet out of this mixture, out of this product. So therefore, inside of this keli, you have chulin with teruma. And what do we say? We said the ama'aris has ne'emanut, not only b'shat ha'gitot, but he also has ne'emanut 70 days before. And what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah's language was, Ne'emanim aleim b'shat ha'gitot v'abadim. And Rashi points out that it's mashma, we believe him even on the vessels themselves. So now we have a question. I thought when it came to teruma, the ne'emanut is only on the teruma, not on the vessels themselves. So how could you tell me in the Mishnah that we trust the ama'aris when there's a mixture of teruma in the hulin? You trust them for the vessels even. How? I thought vessels of teruma are not trusted. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara answers, Amre deber bihiya medumaot de kodesh. You know what was in this mixture over here? We thought it was just a mixture of chulin and teruma. But actually it's a mixture of chulin and teruma and kodesh. There's kodesh in the habit as well. And what do we say with the law of kodesh is? Once you believe him on kodesh, so we believe him also for the kelim of kodesh. So long as the kelim have kodesh in them, the kelim also believe that they're going to be betahara. So therefore, we originally thought the case of the Mishnah was just teruma and chulin in the habit. So therefore, we ask the question: what do you mean? How can we believe on the habit? I thought there's no emanut on the habit. No, there's teruma as well as chulin in the habit, and therefore the habit is also, we trust him and we believe him to say that it is tahor. So the Gemara asks a question. Gemara's question is, umi ika dimua lakodesh? Question is like this. Dimua means, the word dimua means a mixture. Now when I have chulin, automatically in my chulin I'm going to have teruma, because I have to take teruma out of the chulin. So in every chulin you can always say there's a potential teruma in there, because I'm going to have to take out a part of it to give it to the kohen. But in every chulin, I don't say there's automatic kodesh in there. So how is it possible to say you have a dimua, you have an admixture over here with kodesh in there? It's not an automatic, but teruma for sure is in there. Because in the chulin, there's no chayuv for me to take kodesh out of my chulin. So give me a case, we have chulin in a habit. You didn't take your terumot. Okay, so there's terumah in there. We'll consider that it's considered kedushat terumah in there. But why should there be kedushat kodesh in there? So the Gemara says, Amre, teber bi'elai, b'metael et tevlo litol memenu nesachim. You know what the case was? You're right, it's all chulin. But when he was putting the chulin in the havit, this ama'aris, he had kavanah that he's going to take from this chulin eventually kodesh. Which means in his mind, chulin, he has in there. Teruma is also in there because he has to take out teruma. That's fact. But this guy we're talking, his kavanah was when he put it in the barrel, let's say it's wine, that he had kavanah, I'm going to use part of this wine to put on the mizbeah. So therefore it has the status of kodesh. And therefore we say what? He's believed, not only b'shat ha'gitot, but we'll believe him even 70 days before, and we'll believe him even on the barrels. Why? Because since he has a kavanah for kodesh, and for kodesh we said the barrels we believe him for, so that's the case. The only question Tosfot asks over here is, if you tell me that there's kodesh in there, so why is he only believed 70 days before? For kodesh we say we believe the ama'aris all year long. And why did the Mishnah only limit lead to a 70 day period before the wine press? Because you say that's when they start preparing their press to purify them. If there's kodesh in there, it should be tahor all year long. So Tosfot answers, there's not really Kodesh in there yet. The guy just said, Kavanah, that I'm going to take something from this mixture and use it for Kodesh. There were Mahmir on the 70-day rule. If there was actually Kodesh in the barrel, that he designated a piece of the barrel, piece of the wine, part of the wine for Kodesh, then everybody's believed all year long. The reason why we're more Mahmir in this case is because he didn't actually designate, he didn't say 3 ounces of this barrel is Kodesh. He said, I'm preparing this that eventually I'm going to take out some Kodesh from it. Oh, so that already helps us that he'll have Ne'emanut for what? Not only in Sha'at HaGitot, but we'll give him a Ne'emanut even 70 days before. But what do you mean? I thought Terumah we only believe Sha'at HaGitot. Yeah, but there's potential Kodesh in there. So therefore we give an extra 70 days of Ne'emanut. Oh, how could you believe on the barrels? Because the Kodesh makes you believe, make the Amaz believe on the barrels themselves. So let's just review the halakhot that come out. Terumah, the Amaz is only believed B'Sha'at HaGitot V'Abadim, only during the time of the pressing. And even then, he's only believed on his terumah, but he's not believed on the barrels, which the Amaz has to empty out his terumah to the Kohen and take his barrels home. For Kodesh, the Amaz has an emanut all year long. He has a barrel of yain for Nesachim. He's believed all year long that it's Tahor. However, once he empties his barrel, empty barrels of Kodesh, there is no emanut. But so long as the Kodesh is in the barrels themselves, the Amaz is believed on the Kodesh as well as the barrels themselves. When you have a mixture in a barrel of Hulin with Terumah in there, that wasn't taken out yet, and with an intent to eventually take from this mixture Kodesh, there's an Ne'emanut on the Ama'aris, not only at the time of the pressing, but even 70 days before the pressing, and the Hiddush Ovir is that he's believed even on the barrel that he gives to the Kohen, because since there's Kodesh in there, or potential Kodesh that's going to be taken out, he is believed. Let's read this in Rashi. The Rashi right before the Mishnah. B'metaher et tablo l'nesachim. De'ika cholin ve'kodesh ve'truma. Now he has in this barrel everything. He has cholin, he has kodesh and teruma. Migu de me'eman ha'kodesh. Since we believe him already for the kodesh, me'eman name atruma. We're going to believe him also for the teruma, even though it's not the time of the pressing. והקנקנים, we're going to move also for the קנקנים. Why? For the barrels. שגדאי לקודש יהיו הקנקנים שעירו מהן בעסקת טומאה והוא קרב. Which means, he says over here, it would be a גנאי for קודש. To come along and say that the barrels that the קודש came from, which means that you give it to the Kohen. Now the Kohen has this barrel. It's going to be a גנאי to say that once you emptied out the barrel that you used for the קודש for the מזבח, that barrel becomes Tameh. So therefore, in this case, he's believed on everything. Comes the Gemara and continues. Kodim the Kitot Shevim Yom. Where they get the 70-day process? 70 days. Where they get this number from? 70 days. Amar Abayesh Ma'amirah. We learn from it. Dinah. There's a law. De'alaveh Arisa. On the sharecropper that's working in the fields, there's a rule. Lemitrah al gufeh. He has to toil to purify the vessels for the pressing, 70 days before the pressing, which means, for me, you learn a law. That a guy is a worker, he's a aris. So his job is, 70 days before, he's got to make sure he starts to prepare the press. That's why the Mishnah picks 70 days, because then it's ready, they're starting to work on the press to be metaheret.